Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny from Nationals Park welcoming you back on 106.7 The Fan. We're getting you set for the introductory press conference of Dave Martinez, a first-time skipper, the new first-year manager of the Washington Nationals. Martinez will be on the show today. Mike Rizzo will be on the show today. Both after the 1 o'clock press conference, ahead of 2 o'clock, right here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins joined us on Monday. Soon thereafter that conversation, Jimmy Garoppolo was traded by the New England Patriots to the San Francisco 49ers for a second-round pick. It's long been rumored that Kyle Shanahan was going to try to lure Cousins to San Francisco to be his starter. Kyle Shanahan loves Kirk Cousins. I can tell you that firsthand. Kirk Cousins is a big Kyle Shanahan fan. I can also tell you that firsthand. That is not rumor. That is not scuttlebutt. That is fact. Both of those things are correct. Now, it was rumor that Cousins may end up there because who knows if he becomes available. Who knows if he'd want to leave Washington to go there or if the 49ers would pay him what it takes. But what was known was Kyle likes Kirk. Kirk likes Kyle. San Francisco's got more money than anybody else to spend. So it made a lot of sense until they traded for Jimmy Garoppolo. There's been a lot of question about how Kirk Cousins felt about that deal. We now have an answer because he met with the media's weekly Wednesday press conference in Ashburn yesterday. He was asked about that trade and how he responded to Kyle Shanahan finding a potential future franchise quarterback.
I have enough to worry about with the Seahawks, and that's where my focus is. And, you know, when we talked through the offseason and got to the start of training camp, it was really, you know, fortunately in my situation, I can just go play, and I really can't, by the rules of the league, do anything with my contract or my situation, which is really a blessing in disguise, and it enables me to just focus on the task at hand and winning football games and being productive and helping lead this team. And then when we get to the other side, you know, then we can start to have those conversations. And, you know, I think it works out well that I can just focus on football and I'm not, you know, in a position to be traded or work out a deal. I can just try to win games and then we'll see where we are when the season ends.
Kirk Cousins always says the right thing.
Yes, he does.
He did there. I always refer to quarterbacks as CEOs of companies, right? They're the face of your operation, and so often you need them to say and do the right thing, and that's one of the reasons why he's worth what the Redskins pay him, in addition to the fact that the market says he is. What do you think he actually would have said there if you gave him some truth serum?
This is really annoying. I hate that we're here again. I can't stand the fact that I'm answering this question about a trade for a team that I don't play for, that has really very little to do with me. But because we're left twisting in the wind like a windsock down at Kitty Hawk Heights, basically because the Redskins have left this open-ended and every week is a referendum, every pass I throw in every situation is a referendum, because of their inability to identify me as someone they want or don't want, they're still waiting to see something. Who knows what it is? If you haven't made up your mind, who knows when you will? Because we're here again, this is so irritating. I can't believe we're here. One more time, I can't believe we're here. That's what I bet. Now, granted, he's a better person than I am, so he probably doesn't think that or say it that way, but that's maybe the deep down dark voice, the devil on the right shoulder.
So maybe that's what he would think at a press conference. I think if you were to get him into like a boardroom where it was just some random person and him and he has to drink this truth serum, he'd say, man, Kyle, I wish you didn't do that. Because if you're Kirk Cousins, that was a, I don't want to call it a likely landing spot, but it was a really sexy option.
It was leverage.
That was a, not only leverage, it was a great plan B. And maybe it was plan A for all I know. But I want to work with Kyle Shanahan. Find me a quarterback that doesn't love playing in his offense. I think Brian Hoyer, who just got released by Kyle Shanahan, would tell you that's a great offense for a quarterback. He makes every single passer who plays in his offense better. The reads are easier. The simplification of what's done pre-snap is different in his offense and more quarterback friendly than in any other that I've covered, been around in the NFL. And you can ask any of these guys, Cousins, I don't know what Robert Griffin would tell you, but anyone who's played with him will attest to that. So Cousins, I think, because of the scheme, because he's a fit, because of how easy it is to quarterback, because how smart Kyle is, let alone how loyal he was to you, how much he liked you, all of the nice things he used to say to you. He once told you he thought you could be Drew Brees. You'd want to play for that guy. And so in the back of your mind, you were always thinking, you know what, the Redskins have kind of jerked me around, but I've always got that option if it doesn't work out here.
On the cynical side, I go, there's one thing that Dan and Bruce cannot handle, and that's me going and making sweet music with Kyle.
Yeah.
That would mean that I finally get what I'm supposed to get here.
Oh, 100%, I guess. But what I'm saying is, if I'm Kirk, you know, you're in this relationship here now, and you don't really have control over how long it goes or when it ends, because the team can continue to slap these one-year tags on you, basically, and keep you around for at least another year. But you always felt like, if they keep doing this, eventually I'm going to be able to go end up with this person. And then that person went and got married, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have that option anymore. So he's got to be disappointed by this, if for no other reason than it's one less seat to sit in this game of musical chairs. Is he still going to be paid a lot of money in free agency? Absolutely. Is there still a huge market? We went over it yesterday. The Jets, the Browns, the Jaguars, kind of the leaders in the clubhouse, perhaps the Cardinals, the Steelers among some teams that are a little bit closer, Denver. Oh, they're going to Brock Osweiler. Are you kidding me? Who's terrible? There's going to be plenty of teams that would want Kirk Cousins. That doesn't change anything. But the team that may have made the most sense, that may have driven up the price the most, just got a guy. So if I'm him, I'm disappointed by that trade.
I could see it. I could see it. And of course, at the podium, he doesn't say any of that. At the podium, he's basically like, you know, I'm in a unique situation. I'm aware of it. He went in with eyes wide open, knowing what it would be. I mean, think about the first time we went through this dance with the Redskins. He said all the right things. He's like, wait a minute, hold on. That's how the league is. The league is one-year deals. Even when you sign a five-year deal, they can cut you if they don't like something. I mean, again, see Kaepernick for an example of that. Before the Anthem stuff, who cares? This is a guy that they signed to an extension. Everyone said, oh, they're married forever. This is the franchise guy. It turns out to not be the case. Tyrod Taylor's in a similar situation, by the way, in Buffalo. Long-term deal signed. They can get out of that if something, quote-unquote, better comes along. Now, they're rolling, so that discussion's probably off the table. But you see the point. He went in with a, I'm happy to prove it because I can bet on myself. I've been doing it since high school. I bet on myself that I didn't take the D3 offer. I bet on myself after I hurt my ankle and only had two games of game tape to show colleges. I bet on myself when I wasn't supposed to be the guy at Michigan State and I beat out every other guy on that roster. I wasn't supposed to be the guy here, and all I've ever done is say, me, I can do it, and I've done it. So I'm happy to do that. So I see your perspective in so much as it was an option. I see it more of as a slight loss in leverage, but I think you and I spent yesterday or whatever it was the day before basically saying, well, he's still got plenty
yes,
of leverage.
But if you're Cousins, the two guys you most wanted to work with were Sean McVay, who now it looks like is not going to be in the market because of Jared Goff's development, because he's made him better, and Kyle Shanahan, who's probably not going to be in the market.
Well, I guess that assumes that he'd prefer those to here.
Well, I'm positive. Well, no, I don't think that's the case. I'm just saying in terms of leaving here.
If he was going to leave.
Absolutely. Yeah. The two places you'd most want to go, or the two people you'd most want to work with. And I would go as far as to say, I bet you he'd rather work with Sean McVay or rather work with Kyle Shanahan than Jay Gruden. Because neither of those other guys benched him or wanted Colt McCoy over him initially.
Totally fair.
So the two guys that you have the best relationship with, maybe that's the most accurate way to put it, that you have flourished with, and not that he hasn't done well under Jay as well. He's third on the list, in my opinion. He still likes Jay. But I think Kyle and Sean, they were options we thought when they both got jobs.
That was the initial thought.
They're probably not anymore. Want to get people's thoughts and reactions to the Kirk Cousins comment we just played for you. As always, he said the right thing. What do you think his reaction was? What do you think Kirk said when he heard about the trade? Maybe that's the best way to do this. 800-636-1067. Do you think when Kirk Cousins found out about the 49ers trade for Jimmy Garoppolo on Monday night, he just kind of said, so what? I got to go beat Seattle. Or do you think part of him went, darn? 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny, 1067, The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.